Security experts have announced the discovery of a new computer virus, which they say is the most complex ever found. It's believed that someone deployed the virus at least 5 years ago as a cyber weapon against countries across the Middle East. Experts here say Australia has been boosting its defences against cyber attacks, but they warn that the country might need a new approach as viruses become more complex and more dangerous. Adam Rollison reports.
The world has been alerted to the existence of the flame virus by Kaspersky Lab, a Russian maker of cybersecurity software. It says the virus is designed to carry out cyber espionage, stealing information from computers without alerting the user. Chris Gatford, director of computer security consultancy HackLabs, says researchers are still trying to find out more about how the virus works and where it came from.
This is supposed to be quite sophisticated. It's certainly being suggested a nation state is behind this due to the complexity. Certainly seems to be targeted to being present around the Middle East area in terms of the infection. And there seems to be a bit of a heat map, especially around Iran.
That heat map, showing where the flame virus has been detected, indicates Iran might be a key target for whoever is behind the attack. Iran was also recently the target of the Stuxnet virus, a type of malware designed to target industrial systems. But Chris Gatford says the flame virus takes the threat to a higher level.
Some of the researchers who have studied this are certainly saying it's 20 times more complex than previous malware that's been seen in the wild, such as the last probably good example of what's supposedly state-sponsored malware, which was Stuxnet.
Tom Worthington is an adjunct lecturer in computer science at the Australian National University. He's also previously advised Australia's Defence Department.
Computer systems that are online are under attack every day, all day. And part of the problem is you can't really tell whether it's some pimply teenager having fun or it's a international criminal gang or it's another nation state with a serious cyber warfare attack.
So this type of threat, this type of virus, would it be something that Australian government security systems are set up to protect against?
Yes, the protection for the Australian government systems is designed to filter out the nuisance attacks because it's embarrassing if a government agency has its web page changed with vandalism on it. But at a more serious level, it's there to ensure that the systems will keep working in the most serious situations where, for example, we're at war.
The federal government launched its cybersecurity strategy in 2009 after a major review. And earlier this month, it was announced that Australia had signed a cybersecurity pact with the United States to allow the countries to share information. But some experts say Australia needs to do more to prepare for future attacks.
I think this is somewhere where the whole world is behind the curve. We've had models for antivirus software in the past that have relied on identifying particular pieces of code, known signatures. And I think it's increasingly the case that that sort of model is no longer viable into the future. The threats have become more sophisticated, especially when they have the backing of nation states, as this one seems to have. I think a much more sophisticated and more real-time monitoring sort of approach is what we need to adopt.
The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Andrew Davies has undertaken research on Australia's cybersecurity defences. He says authorities and the general public need to be more careful when they use computers.
My working assumption here at the Strategic Policy Institute is that anything that I type on my computer is known by external agents. It's just a working assumption. So I never put anything that I regard as sensitive onto a computer that's connected to the internet. And I don't think that that sort of level of security awareness is at all common, but I think it's one that people could usefully adopt.
That sort of behaviour might seem overly cautious, but researchers warn the flame virus has the ability to gather data files, take screenshots, and even switch on computer microphones to record conversations.
Adam Rollison.